We're going to be joined here in a moment by Will Bunch, who's an award-winning senior writer for the Philadelphia Daily News and a senior fellow with Media Matters for America. He is the author of a brand new book that we're offering up here today as our main premium in this hour. The book is The Backlash: Right-Wing Radicals, High-Def Hucksters, and Paranoid Politics in the Age of Obama. And we'll be talking with Will Bunch in a moment to tie all of these threads together about what's happening in Madison, the counter-demonstration by the Tea Party, who is funding the Tea Party's relationship with this new governor in Wisconsin and various other governors that are going to be following in his footsteps. We know the senator who is also elected there, the connections between the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, the Supreme Court justices, their relationship or their spouses' relationships with the Tea Party, and the extent to which, at the end of the day, the Tea Party is using, is being manipulated by America's, I think, fourth or fifth richest brothers, the Koch brothers, who are funding this counter demonstration as we speak in Madison, and many of these politicians, and try and find out what this agenda is of not just busting unions, but defunding the Democratic Party and creating a one-party plutocratic state with permanent Republican rule. As hyperbolic as that may sound, I don't think it's far from the truth. And let's explore the truth now with Will Bunch. Will Bunch, of course, is the author of Tear Down This Myth, The Right-Wing Distortion of the Reagan Legacy. He blogs at attitude.com. That's attitude.com. He's joining us now, and he's the author of this book that we're offering up here today in this day of fund drive at 818-985-5735. The book, The Backlash: Right-Wing Radicals, High-Def Hucksters, and Paranoid Politics in the Age of Obama, for a $125 donation to Background Briefing here at 818-985-5735. Thank you so much for joining us, Will.
Oh, Ian, thanks so much. It's so great to be back on your show, and thank you so much for spotlighting my book. I really appreciate that.
Well, your book's an invaluable tool for tying all these threads together that I want to discuss with you about what's happening in Madison, Wisconsin, what the genesis of this political movement that is already taking to the streets as a counter-demonstration. Now, mind you, the Tea Party people there, led by Joe the Plumber, that train wreck from the McCain era. So let me begin with that, because I'm always absolutely mystified how you can make heroes out of these people whose lives are a mess, like arguably Sarah Palin. You know, I understand that people in this country are having a hard time, but I don't understand why one should reward dysfunctional behavior.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I think a lot of it just stems to people like Sarah Palin and people like this Joe the Plumber or Sam Werblackler, or what, I don't know what his real name is, but I think these people do a great job of tapping into anti-elitism. I think in the time I spent researching the Tea Party movement and the rise of that movement for my book, The Backlash, I would say, there's several factors driving it, but I would say anti-elitism is one of the biggest. So you asked the question about, well, these people, their lives are a train wreck. Well, that's okay, because that's part of their non. It's almost like part of the proof that they're not elitist, you know, that they're not Ivy Leaguers, they weren't educated in an ivory tower. You know, I mean, I found the thing that really animated the Tea Party more than anything else was just this, you know, belief that Barack Obama didn't share their values, that he was un-American, that he was, you know, which gave rise to all these birther theories and everything else. But I think part of it isn't, it wasn't just his race, although I think being black is a big part of it, but I think the other part of it is anti-elitism, that this guy went to Columbia and went to Harvard Law School and was in the Harvard Law Review, and he doesn't understand, you know, and became a community organizer, and he doesn't understand folks like us in Wasilla driving pickup trucks with our gun racks and all that. And, you know, I think that's a very powerful force, and I think I think people like Sarah Palin are pretty good at benefiting from that and playing off of it.
But why do these people, as they are doing now, demonstrating in Madison, Wisconsin, why are they against efforts that have been made over the decades and centuries to make lives better for working people? After all, unions brought us the weekend. We'd all be working like pit ponies in the mines.
Actually, that's a bad example because I'm about to go to work as soon as I get off the phone. So I work on the weekend. So I guess maybe I'm not a good example. But no, I agree with you. I think you know what the answer is, Ian, which is that. Is that when it comes to what's happening in Wisconsin, it's a really interesting case. But, I mean, basically, these people are being used, and they're being used by very powerful, very wealthy interests. And it's fascinating to see how deeply the hand of the infamous Koch brothers, who I know you guys know well out in California, how powerful their influence is in Wisconsin. I didn't realize till this week, but apparently Koch Industries, their company, has substantial business operations in Wisconsin, and so they've always been a big player politically in that state. I believe they were the second biggest donor group, and basically the biggest donor to Governor Walker's campaign there in Wisconsin. And when it comes to the Tea Party, the Koch brothers and their whole crazy libertarian movement would love to crush organized labor. The fact that it's in a state like Wisconsin where the organized labor movement, particularly for government workers, was really founded, it would just be even more of a feather in their cap. When I was researching my book in 2009 and 2010 and spending a lot of time out there with the Tea Party people, they weren't telling me that their goal was to decertify, strip unions of their collective bargaining power. This is something that just got added on by people like, I think, the Koch brothers. And the Tea Party people, like you said, are kind of willing stooges, willing to go along with this plan, it, as long as it's being couched in saving money and these elitists, these teachers, who think they're better than us and think they deserve $100,000 a year, how dare they, as long as those emotions are played upon, this movement is going to have some strength. I mean, obviously we're seeing, it's great to see the counter strength of all the union people that are out there.
But what happened to the American psyche, let alone its intellectual capacity, that they can't, people cannot see the simple fact that the Koch brothers are manipulating these private sector workers who are unemployed and who are angry, like Joe the plumber, who have over the years been systematically had their opportunities eviscerated by outsourcing, by looking for the cheapest labor anywhere else in the world, by absolutely cutting pensions, dumping thousands and thousands of people on the unemployment rolls, cutting people's health care and throwing them into this marketplace that's just outrageous. Even the Tea Party congressmen are discovering, those that gave up their congressional health care, how incredibly out of control health care costs are in the private market. It's all fairly clear to see that the Koch brothers' America will be an America with no unions, no workers' rights, nothing, no middle class. It'll just be a kind of an industrial serfdom.
Oh yeah, I mean it's crazy. And I met actually a bunch of people in my book. I didn't go to Wisconsin, but one of the places I spent a fascinating weekend was at this thing called the Knob Creek Machine Gun Shoot in Kentucky. And for whatever reason, a lot of people from Wisconsin drive down to this huge gun show and shooting machine gun shooting event. And so I talked to a lot of folks from Wisconsin, and they were all. Bearing the consequences of exactly what you just talked about, whether it was outsourcing. One of the people I really focus on in my chapter on this in the book is a guy from the Paper Valley in Wisconsin where, in addition to the destruction of the paper industry, which is actually one of Koch Industries' big products, but in addition to the outsourcing and devastation in that economic sector. They used to make a lot of the plastics, like for coffee makers and other small appliances. Well, we all know that's been 100% outsourced to China and other countries. And these people who are 45, 48, and they've been doing something for 20, 25 years, and all of a sudden they've lost their job. And when you're that age and your skills in manufacturing, you're not going to get something back. The problem, as far as your question of, so why did they turn to this right-wing movement, I think a lot of it is just they're looking for answers, and those are the people who are out there giving them answers. This media infrastructure that's been created with first with talk radio and then later with Fox News is just a bubble that so many of these people live in, 8, 10, 12 hours a day, listening to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, that they like being ditto heads. They like this bond that they share over Rush and Glenn and telling those pointy-headed elitists where to go. Progressives in this country haven't got their message through. I mean, we'll see. Maybe this protest in Wisconsin will be something of a turning point. Maybe it'll open some people's eyes up to what's really going on in this country.
Will, when you say the progressives haven't got their message through, I'm not sure what their message is.
I didn't want to go off on a 20-minute tangent about that, but you're right. I mean, it's not.
But not only do they not trust progressives, the working Americans, because I've spoken with Joe Bagent about this, who's written about this.
Yes.
Deer hunting with Jesus.
Big fan of Joe. Yeah.
Yeah. His work is really, I think, really important. As is your work, by the way. I have to say, Will. Will Bunch, the author of The Backlash, Right-Wing Radicals, High-Def Hucksters, and Paranoid Politics in the Age of Obama. This is a book that examines all of these phenomena that we've been talking about over the last few weeks, and now particularly with what's happening in Wisconsin. It ties in together the Tea Party movement, the people behind the Tea Party, what their agenda is, how they've managed to elect people like Governor Walker there in Wisconsin. The first thing he did, of course, was give $130+ million of tax breaks, and now he turns around and says to the wealthiest and big industry, and then now he turns around and says the state is broke. If Wisconsin is broke like California is broke, we're really in good shape here in California. I mean, what a lie.
I'm just learning some of the details of the budget situation in Wisconsin right now, but I mean, clearly there's no comparison between their situation and what's going on in California or what's going on in Texas or even what's going on in my home state, which is Pennsylvania, where there's a much larger budget hole. So much of this crisis is just ginned up, it's just not even really clear what taking this collective bargaining right away from the unions has to do with the present crisis. It doesn't. It has nothing to do with it. It's just
right. Well, that's the thesis of Naomi Klein, crisis capitalism, and that
right.
is that either crises happen or they're manufactured, and in the psychosis of a crisis. These predators come in and convince everybody that, the worst thing in the world is the deficit. Not the people that cause the deficit on Wall Street, but the deficit. Oh, it's terrible. Right. You've got to do something about it. You got to tighten your belts, while we get fat on Wall Street. All you poor Main Street people got to tighten your belts. It's an amazing sleight of hand that's going on.
No, you're right, Ian. As I'm sure your listeners know, I mean, Wisconsin isn't the only place in the country where public employee unions have been demonized. I mean, we've been seeing a lot here on the East Coast. I'm just across the river from New Jersey, and we cover that market. So I've been following Governor Chris Christie and all the developments there pretty closely. And that's what he's really made kind of the centerpiece of the first year and a half of his administration as governor, is declaring war and making fun of and bullying school teachers, We've gone in 25 years from, saying there aren't enough teachers and trying to give this job more status and raise it to an exalted level, to now they're under assault from people who say, I'm hurting this economy and you're not, and why do you deserve to make $101,000 a year, which they don't all make, but there are a few teachers like in Pennsylvania that make that much money, and because they have a lot of experience and a lot of training, but this is it. So so in Wisconsin, it's playing out a little bit differently. Like in New Jersey, I think here on the East Coast, you would have a much harder time trying to take away people's bargaining rights. I mean, we are the most unionized area of the country. But I'm surprised it's gotten as far as it has in Wisconsin. So.
Well, Will Bunch, Will Bunch's book, this new book, The Backlash, Right-Wing Radicals, High Def, Hucksters, and Paranoid Politics in the Age of Obama. We're offering up for a $125 donation here to Background Briefing at 818-985-5735. This is the premium of the hour. This is a book that ties all of the information together that is behind the story in the news now that's emerging in Wisconsin, that will follow in Ohio, in Indiana, in New Jersey, and other states, in a concerted strategy on the part of the Republican right, largely funded by the Koch brothers, it's a win-win strategy to break the power of public employees' unions, and in doing so, you undercut and defund much of the Democratic Party, because the union movement over the years has in the private sector has retreated and been diminished down to an appalling, single-digit number of the workforce that's unionized. In the private sector, that is the last funding base for the Democratic Party. The SEIU and AFSCME and other unions do give a lot of money to the Democratic Party. So the Koch brothers and the Tea Party and the right wing in this country figure, well, if we can break these unions and the Democrats won't get this money, then we will have permanent Republican rule, because after all, we, through our friends on the Supreme Court, Thomas and Scalia and their wives, or their wife in this case, we've gotten the Citizens United ruling through, which gives corporations unlimited money. It also gives that to unions, but unions aren't even in the same ballpark in terms of money and influence. So I'm painting. I know I'm rambling, but that is the big picture, don't you think, Will?
Right. No, absolutely. And I think you covered a lot of ground in a short period of time. I think it was fantastic. And, you know, basically it's Dave Nyworth, the blogger, wrote a book a couple of years ago called The Eliminationists. And it's not just that they want to show that their ideas are better than progressive ideas. They want to eliminate the progressive movement in this country. And they can do that. While they may have a visceral dislike of unions, as you said, I mean, the other part of it is unions are the last kind of large donations for the Democratic Party that offer any kind of counterbalance to the large corporations in this country. So you would take a field that's already uneven, in my opinion, and I mean, you would just tilt it incredibly in favor of corporations, as if this country isn't tilted in favor of corporations enough already. But that's really, I think you did a good job painting the picture, you know, what this is really all about, and that's what it really gets down to. And the stakes in Wisconsin are just so important. It's really unbelievable.
Well, Will Bunch, though, when you say that they're eliminationists, you know, I've spoken to John Dean a lot, and he wrote a book. He's written a couple of books about the Republican Party. He's a Republican, and he sort of is a recovering Republican and feels that it's become too authoritarian. He wrote a book with Barry Goldwater Jr. along those lines. But I think what you're talking about, and I entirely agree with you, I think the Republicans are becoming totalitarian. And that is what Colonel Wilkerson was talking about in our first segment, the idea of a kind of totalitarian movement in this country led by these powerful industrialists like the Koch brothers, where they capture the Republican Party, drive out all of the Eisenhower, small business, traditional Republicans, bring in these kind of religious zealots and Tea Party, know-nothing types, and essentially, destroy the political opposition. As you say, that it's not that they want to enter into a argument between conservatism and progressivism. They just want to just eliminate them. And that is, I think, the direction that we're heading in. And I think that is really where the battle lines are in Wisconsin. And I think that is a very, very good reason why people should get this book and get to understand the deeper issues of this struggle. The book is Backlash, Right-wing radicals, high-def hucksters, and paranoid politics in the age of Obama. 818-985-5735. Well, the program director here is joining me, Alan Minsky. He wants to say hello to you.
Oh, hello, Will Bunch, and thank you for all your work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for highlighting my book. You highlighted my last one, Tear Down This Myth, and now you've highlighted the backlash, and I'm just really grateful.
Well, you know, Will, your last book on Reagan has come back because it turns out the governor of in the New York Times today, Governor Walker in Wisconsin says that Ronald Reagan is his inspiration. That Ronald Reagan
absolutely, and that's all you pretty much hear. That's pretty much all you hear in the Republican Party these days. Is it was interesting. They had a debate for RNC chairman, and they finally had to ask him, who would you say is your hero besides Ronald Reagan? Just so they would get some different answers to different candidates. The first time they asked that, everybody just said Reagan, so it didn't really help differentiate the candidates. And that's pretty much where the movement is going. So and as we talked about a couple of years ago, I mean, this is not the real Ronald Reagan, but a mythologized version of Ronald Reagan that they're worshiping. Although in this case, I don't know. I mean, Reagan did, of course, crush the Air Traffic Controllers Union, so maybe they're looking to that.
But he wasn't an ideologue in the way that they are.
No, and that's the point I make. Yeah, right.
818-985-5735. Can you stay with us for a bit, Will? Because maybe you can help us see, let the audience know why it's incredibly important for them to get your book to be able to tie together all these threads that we've been talking about.
I can't stay super long, Ian. Like I said, I have to get into work. It turns out I'm writing a story for the Philadelphia Daily News about Wisconsin. So.
Well, just in the last minute, what's a good reason why people should get your book?
I think it's the one book. You know, I really jumped on the Tea Party movement early, and I really kind of got in on the ground floor to see how and why it was formed. And I think the readers will really see that the core of it is that this idea of trying to portray both President Obama and also liberals as being somehow fundamentally un-American, a lot of this stuff that's come now about budget cutting and all that is just kind of to justify these raw passions that are out there, and also I go in a lot about how these people are manipulated by the likes of Glenn Beck and the likes of Sarah Palin, there's even a certain amount of empathy for some people in the movement who I think are being used, and it gets back to what we were talking about just a minute ago. Just like I think we see it now in Wisconsin, where I think people are being used for a billionaire agenda by the Koch brothers. So I think you learn a lot. Like I said, I think I'm the one. It's not just another polemic. I went out there in the field. I paint some, I think, pretty interesting portraits of who the rank and file of the Tea Party really are and what they're all about. And I think if you think you know the Tea Party, I think you'll actually learn some things you don't know if you read this book.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today in Los Angeles, Will Bunch. Again, award-winning senior writer of the Philadelphia Daily News and a senior fellow with Media Matters for America. He is the author of this brand-new book that we're offering up, The Backlash, Right-Wing Radicals, High-Def Hucksters, and Paranoid Politics in the Age of Obama. Thanks again for joining us, Will.
Oh, Ian, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.